Senate has voted to override President Reagan's veto of sanctions against South Africa by a decisive 78-21. As the House has already voted to override, the sanctions now become law. NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports.
American civil rights leaders, including Mrs. Coretta Scott King, watched the Senate debate from the Senate Family Gallery as members argued not so much about sanctions and the efficacy of sanctions, more about the choice between affirming the bill already passed by Congress or supporting the president.
American food aid to southern African countries could be cut off if South Africa carries out its threat to ban imports of U.S. grain. Foreign Minister Piet Botha said if U.S. sanctions were imposed, his government would stop imports and would not allow its transport service to carry U.S. grain to neighboring countries. The White House today denied that it planted misleading stories in the American news media as part of a plan to topple Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The Washington Post reported this morning that stories were leaked this summer alleging Gaddafi was resuming his support for terrorist activities, even though National Security Advisor John Poindexter knew otherwise. Today, White House spokesman Larry Speake said Poindexter denied the administration had involved the media in an anti-Gaddafi campaign, but Speaks left open the possibility a disinformation campaign was conducted in other countries.